Hello and welcome on the Wooden Path. This is your host, Jan, on this journey to discover bold and new theatre. Today I just went to see, well, for the first time I went to Stratford upon Avon, which is a little town 130 kilometres away from London, where William Shakespeare was born. And I went to see a play by the Royal Shakespeare Company for the first time. Now, before I go into the play, I'll say that I think there was a empty live that was that happened in theatre at some point, and usually the RSC, you can get the Blu-ray or the DVD of the show like the following year, or so. This will be the that show is one of the rare ones, like Les Damnés, Damned, I talked about in earlier this season. So it's a stage, obviously, but you'll be able to see it. And not unlike Les Damnés, actually, I was a bit, I was a bit confused. So I'll start by saying that usually now I try to discover the plays by watching them rather than reading them. And I think I was familiar with The Taming of the Shrew because I had heard one listen of the Archangel CD a while ago. But not at all as familiar as I am with Hamlet, for instance, where I've listened that Archangel multiple times, and I've seen plenty of productions where I'm pretty much obsessed by Hamlet. But anyway, so this production, 2019, The Taming of the Shrew, was Jan de Bent, which, if you've ever listened to, there are some episodes of The Good, the Bad, and the Just Plain Standard where I explain that I really, Jan de Benting is fine with me. I mean, if you've, in terms of an actor as well, obviously, if your dream was to play Hamlet as a kid, it's awesome that now you can, whereas before, and even, you know, in Shakespearean times, women were not even allowed on the stages, so that's all great, that's awesome. What I also said a few times on that podcast, I've struggled more with the changing of the names, like Petruccio became Petruccia, which is, I'm not crazy about that, but they kept, I mean, Catherine is still Catherine, but is now a guy, which has made it, for me, quite confusing. And I'll probably, before, I think it's good that you should see when the DVD is out. I'll ask actually Anouk and Adam for their opinion to shape mine a bit more, if it is indeed released, because I'm still confused. I don't know the play enough to know that there were some casting choices that I didn't know. I wasn't sure because I know nothing about what it's supposed to be. Obviously, you make it your own. You choose whatever you want in most situations. But there were some really, I was kind of shocked by some choices. But it was really, I liked it. I liked it. Really funny at times. There was a character, I'm not entirely sure what's the name, who was like floating on the stage and very funny lines, the kind of a Polonius type of character. See, if you're familiar with Hamlet, he's probably one of my favorite character in Shakespearean history. Well, in Hamlet, at least. Yeah, no, very very good moments. It was also my first time at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, and it's basically, if you've ever been at the Globe, it's kind of an indoors version, and it's really, it's a phenomenal performing space. Honestly, it is. I was the third row back. So it's funny because I booked for this show like a few months ago, and because I wanted to secure like the closest seat from the stage possible. And a month before the show, so some time had passed, and I checked again the seating plan, and there was one seat, even cheaper, I think, even that on the first row. I was like, ah! But thinking about it, it's nice because row C, you have A and B in front of you, but it's like there is a little step starting row C. So you don't, I saw the, I think the stage even better than the first two rows. So that was great. And in the middle, so that was good. It's just like the Globe. It's a thrust kind of stage. So on three sides, and you've got the stuff that happens in the backstage at the, at the ground level, and then there's a bit like of first floor, and then above that the orchestra, well the music, which is a bit of the same things that you have at the Globe, but the music is in a little house at the top. But yeah, anyway, so the Taming of the Shrew, that was, let me think. Yeah, so it's basically, I was in London just before, so I took the train. That was Marylebone to Stratford-upon-Avon. Apparently, before there were no directs, you had to change. Now there is a direct one, but it stops plenty of times. So essentially, it took, I left at 11:43. And I arrived at 2:20. Then I went to purchase plenty of stuff. Oh, by the way, when you book online, you get the option to book for programs already online. And there is an exhibition for like 12 months, the Place the Thing exhibition. I forgot I did that. So actually I had the voucher. And so I have two programs now, actually. Which is a program £5, which is quite nice for the production of it. And yeah, there was, for the first time ever, I had there was an understudy that was used. Due to the indisposition of Aaron Tiara, James Cooney will play the role of servant of Petruchia, which when it happens to stars. I mean, so the understudy, if you're listening to this, you obviously, I guess, know what it is, but it's another actor of the company who also learned the role, and if there is a problem, they can take on for the role, which is basically what happened there. And if you, I think, on the opening night of Richard II, with, David Tennant, the understudy did it, because he couldn't... So I probably would have been really mad if it wasn't David Tennant. But pretty much that's why people are coming, or Betrayal with Tom Hiddleston. If I don't think there was an understudy. I've not seen that in the program. But because basically there were only four people on stage. Well, five. With the little kid at some point and the waiter. But... shout out to the townhouse, which is the hotel I found. If you look at the 360 degrees video I've posted as support to this episode, I present everything that I purchased, like £200 of merch from the RSC I used to order online. So now I said, yeah, I'm in a place, I'll order stuff right away. I'll get the stuff directly. And the townhouse is like a block away from the RSC. It's not, we've got some other hotels like across the river when you can see from your room, probably the RSC. Well, I didn't get that. The one I've got is very nice. It's like boutique rooms, what they call bedrooms. And it is, you'll be able to see in a video. It's very, very nice, and for less than £100 a night, like 82 or something. So it was really, really cool. Sorry. I just got back, so I'm a bit there. What else to say? Yeah, I don't really know what to say about this production. The costumes. Did I say that the costumes were incredible? I don't think I've been to the Globe multiple times, like at least a dozen. That was my first time here in Stratford. I don't know. They have the department, the costume department here was incredible. That was just incredible. I don't think I've seen the degree of craftsmanship, and that was just great. Well, I think that's me. Maybe I'll when it's out and can speak and discuss with Anouk and have her take on that. And for sure, as soon as possible, I'll actually read the play to see if the stuff that that shocked me were just because I'm an asshole or for good reason. And I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't say right now. I'm glad I also went to a nice little Italian restaurant. Had great spaghetti. The other one, not carbonara, but anyway, that was good. Not that expensive, just in front of the RSC. What is there to say? Yeah, you've got tours. I arrived like at 2:57, and there was a tour at 3. But it's not a tour of the theaters. It's I'm not entirely sure what tour it is. Maybe that's the place, the thing for which have the like 12-month thing. I don't know. The seats were nice. It was 2 hours and 20 with a 20-minute interval. It's a play with 5 acts, so that's quite long. There was some dancing. I really need to get more familiar with that play, because it's really it can be like thought provoking, and depending on the era, obviously difference of the sexes and genders and all that stuff. It's I'll consult with my friend Anouk from the Good, the Bad, and the Just Plain Standard, because. There were, I'm still confused, actually. So I can't really say I talked about what I liked a lot. And, the acting was nice. Well, as you would expect, like, it's, you're into the thing. It's, but anyway, that was me talking about my very first time at the Royal Shakespeare Company, not as an actor, but as an audience member. And I had a great seat again, and the play was a bit confusing for me, but as soon as I have time to digest the whole thing and to have it in perspective with the actual text, maybe I'll have more better thoughts. But yeah, that was me. So thank you again for listening, and bye bye. Hey, Jan again. So I know this podcast is focused on delivering streams of consciousness that are unedited, unfiltered, about always shows that I went to see not so long before I recording this. Actually, I've noticed that Anchor.fm, which is the podcast host that allows me to share those with you, is allowing the addition of small segments before and after the episode that I recorded a while ago, which is actually what I'm going to be doing most of the time when stuff are so important that happen afterwards. For instance, when you have transfers of shows from the West End to Broadway, or where when I recorded the episode, there was no news about the show being extended, and actually it eventually happened. So that's when you'll have those little updates. This one that I'm recording right now will be dropped at the end of each episode, where there is no update. So it's kind of an outro to say also how thankful I am that you're listening. And actually, if you're just a man and his dog, well, woof woof, and thanks, mate.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. A beam, voila, blood twist. You thought you were done with me? Not quite, not quite. A quick word to remind you that you can always visit onthewoodenpath.com and comment to your heart's content, as well as subscribe on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. It does make a difference and it is greatly appreciated. If you also feel a sudden urge to leave a review, you are more than welcome to do so. On the Wooden Path is the name. You'll find it in most places. And if social media is important to you at all, go for it. Links are made to be shared, aren't they? Also, if you want to be included in the interactive Stage Door episode, which concludes each season, because you are a fan of this podcast or you are involved in any of these shows and want to join the fun, leave your voice message on go.otwp.uk/leave-a-message. In case my beautiful French accent made it that you didn't get that, the link is in every episode's notes. Hugs and kisses.